What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and this Friday, I'll be wearing my red in support of National Wear Red Day. Talking with us now is Nancy Toby from the American Heart Association. Nancy, what is National Wear Red Day?
Well, National Wear Red Day is all about awareness. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women, and nearly 45% of women over the age of 20 are already living with some form of cardiovascular disease. And so on National Wear Red Day, we want to shine the spotlight on that reality and remind everyone to take care of their own heart and brain health.
How long has National Wear Red Day been going on for?
We are in our 22nd year of National Wear Red Day, so bringing, again, that education awareness around our number one health threat.
So how does wearing red bring awareness to that?
Really, we want to empower our communities to band together and wear red again and have people ask them, why are you wearing red today? And it's to say, you know, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of all Americans. And today we want to make sure that you take one action to better yourself and your health of your family.
What are some helpful tips or everyday practices that people can do to better their health and prevent cardiovascular disease?
Cardiovascular disease and stroke are highly preventable, and we really look at and encourage what we call our life's essential eight. And so those are those health behaviors and health risk factors, one that you should be aware of, and those small tweaks that you can change in your everyday life for a full, healthier life. So when you look at it, do you know your numbers? Do you know what your blood pressure is? Do you know what your cholesterol is, your BMI, and your glucose? And then are you taking those steps? Are you getting out and getting physical activity? Are you eating healthy? One that we just added is sleep. Are you getting those 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night? And if you're a smoker, how can we help you to maybe eliminate smoking, as that is, again, a number one risk factor for cardiovascular disease?
I love the concept of Wear Red Day. It empowers, it encourages, it educates, and it raises awareness. Now, what is the best way to take part in Wear Red Day, and is it open to men too?
It's for everyone. Again, you know, ultimately for us, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of all Americans. But again, we put that spotlight because women are less aware that it is their number one killer. But everybody can take an action, from scheduling a doctor's appointment, as mentioned, knowing your numbers, to, hey, sharing the mission of the American Heart Association with your friends and loved ones as well. Another key area of our work is learning hands-only CPR. We want every household to know that life-saving skill. So if you don't know it, take the opportunity to learn how to do hands-only CPR.
Is there anything else about American Heart Association or National Wear Red Day that you'd like to share today?
You can definitely follow us on all of our socials at American Heart Ohio, but hashtag GoRedCBus. But again, we just hope that everybody is encouraged to take care of their own heart health this February.
You've got The Vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.